This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, for stopping by. TJ Bowles and Marvelous Ethan from Hybrid Wrestling. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the young man who aspired to greatness. He wanted to make it big, but he had to claw his way to the top. A walk-on at Tulane University, a free agent in the National Football League, a man who starred in the silver screen in a semi-nude role. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary
find out more about that.
Center of the Green Bay Packers, James Campen.
You're unbelievable.
He is, isn't he?
James Gang, what is going on?
Oh, not much. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's great to talk to you.
Unbelievable.
Well, the semi-nude scene, James was actually in a movie called Everybody's All-American with Dennis Quaid and Jessica Lange, and he played the part of a football player, professional football player, and one of his parts, his speaking role got cut. I'll tell you the story. But he did use him in the shower from the back.
Wow. My hero.
How are the royalties coming in on that one?
Well, zero, because they cut that speaking part out. That speaking part was three words was, yeah, that's Gavin, that's it. Yeah. So they cut it out.
Yeah. I know, right? Sure. All right. So James Campen, I got to tell you this. We're debating here, who was it? Dennis, maybe you would know. Every Friday, of course, we do a Packer player, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over. But I ask the guys the same question. If you lined up all the Green Bay Packer players you know of and you've played with, or whatever, who would be your first player drafted? And I don't know if it was Matt Brock or Don Majkowski who said James Campen would be the first guy I would draft. I thought that was pretty cool.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I should hire them as my agent.
Right? I guess so.
I believe it was Matt Brock.
Was it Matt Brock that said that?
Yeah. I believe it was Matt Brock.
And I think, James, I besides your talent, the skills, I think it was they talked a lot about your leadership ability.
Yeah.
And I think that's
the core.
That is great.
Oh, well, that's very nice of them. I mean, I was fortunate enough to have every coach that I played for, head coach, all the way back to high school, had won Coach of the Year, and that's just, I think that you just kind of steal some things from them, you know what I mean, and kind of to help develop who you are, and so I was very fortunate. I had great, great, great leaders.
I just love hearing that, but I'm sorry.
No,
Dennis,
go ahead.
Dennis had a question for you, but I just think coaching today, even when you're talking about, you know, that wasn't that long ago, but back then and today, this coaching is so much more than teaching the X's and O's. I mean, and some of these guys really, really need some leadership and some, I don't know, discipline, for lack of a better word. And that's nice that you picked up on that and obviously used it when you played.
Yeah, it's and a lot of times I just think it's, you know, it's the relationships you have and the ability to you know, talk openly and honestly without hesitation in a two-way conversation with a player to coach in this era of football is even has a greater need, in my opinion. You know, it doesn't mean you can't be hard on the player and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, of course. But if you have that relationship, it's a heck of a lot easier for the coach to, you know, to lay into a guy, get off your tail, let's get going. And also in the same way, within the confines of being, you know, a good person, a player would be able to say, Coach, I feel this. And you have those conversations. And a lot of times when those things happen, the conversations stay between the player and the coach and it doesn't get out into the media. And so then that doesn't create a whole other problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Yeah. Actually, we had a thing talking yesterday about when Jim here was mayor of Green Bay for 16 years. And
sure, I know who he is. I've shook his hand twice, but he probably doesn't remember me doing it. I can remember one time I shook his hand in the parking lot at Margarita's.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Yes, I
did.
Interesting.
Hello, Mayor. Hello. He doesn't remember. I said, hello, Mayor. And he looked at me. He said, oh, hi, how are you? I said, fine. I put my hand out. And he shook my hand quick. I mean, he was quick, John.
I was afraid of you.
No. He didn't know who the hell I was. I was wearing shorts, and it was like 25 degrees. he's this idiot, you know?
Oh, good memory.
Yeah.
Dennis.
You remember that.
So it says a lot about you, though, my good sir, that you scrapped your way to the top. I mean, you know, you're a plan B guy. I mean, undrafted, free agent, you know, but you stuck around the game. You showed people how it's done. I mean, you helped develop 7 Pro Bowl players in Green Bay, and those guys weren't exactly all-stars to begin with. You know, you had some talent there that you had to do some refining with. So I don't know what would you say is the secret? Is it getting in their head a little bit to refine them a little bit, challenge them? How did that all turn out?
Ultimately it's the players that are the ones who end up making decisions to embrace change and those things. And then those guys all did, a lot of those guys did. And the ones who, you know, that didn't make, you know, get the accolades that their teammates made. But I'll say this, and I do believe this, I think that the process is so important from a standpoint. It makes it so much easier when you have high character people and you're coaching high character people. And, you know, the scouting department at Green Bay does such an incredible job of, you know, what type of character he is, what type of teammate is he going to be, what does he project to be. A lot of those things go unnoticed. It's just not what you see. Yeah, everybody can see that someone's a really good player, has potential to be a really good player based on their film, but the film doesn't. The film talks to you only so much from a playing experience, but when the scouts come in and they talk and say, wow, this guy had this, they don't just say, okay, we're not going to take him. Just they give the coach such a it's all the way back to when Mr. Wolf was here, and that was like, gosh darn, you know, they give it a way of saying, look, this player is this. So when you go in the interview, you go meet him at the combine. Maybe ask this question and get your own opinion, you know? And I think that the fact that they bring in good people, it sure makes coaching a lot easier, you know?
Yeah,
and it's just, you know, and the other side is too, is you just don't, just because maybe a player struggles with a certain concept or a scheme or some play, you know, sequencing. Well, as a coach, it's you have to find a way to have him learn that. And I think, again, it goes back to be able to have hard conversations and sincere to care about players so they care about you. And you move on. You can accelerate that learning process so much. So I do appreciate being my name associated with those people. But believe me, there were so many hands in selecting those type of players that are the undrafted free agent or the fourth round pick. And you say, God, how did this happen? Well, first and foremost, it's got to start with the player, how they're brought up, the parents, you know, that factors in a ton. But ultimately, it starts too as far as getting them here and understanding who they are. Those scouts are out there doing that stuff 3 years before this happens, okay. So they have a model and a process, and then the coach takes them from there. So it's everybody. It really is.
Hey, James, I know you've got to run. Quickly here, but
I don't run anymore.
Yeah. Well, we'd love
Although
to.
Although I did get 2 new knees about 16 months ago.
Okay.
And I was very, very excited. So I think I can't run, but in my mind, when I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, you know what, just give me like one more series. and I think I could do it, John. I do.
I really believe do, it. Buddy. Hey, I got to ask.
I think I could. As long as there's no nose guard.
As long as John Randall isn't out there. Yeah.
It's going to be a 4-3 defense.
I got to ask you one that I ask everybody else. If you had every Packer player you've ever played with and you get the first pick and they're in their prime lined up against the gym wall, who's your first selection?
Boy, that's – you know what? You do what those players do all the time. They say to me, hey, Coach Campy, who's the best line you ever coached? Oh, I ain't doing that.
No.
Who's your favorite kid?
No.
Okay. That's true though.
But I tell you, the guy who would I pick as the first pick? I tell you, And you're talking about when I was playing. Them,
no,
right?
Just in general, like, just in all the Packers you've seen in your era and covering them and coaching against them at times. And who's that one guy you would want on your team?
Oh God, that's the. I can't do that. Okay. If I do that, I'm going to get like 15 texts. Like, I thought I was the favorite guy. You know?
All right. Okay. I'll tell you
a guy who's very unsung, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, who he would be in my top 10 without a doubt, 100%. Maybe top five. Scott Wells.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. This guy, you know, he wasn't as big as some, and this and that, and this and that. But he was such an impactful leadership from understanding and what we were trying to do, what was put in by the coach, what was put in offensively by the coordinators. And he was like having a coach on the field. I mean, this guy, and he was a darn good ball player. Now for a smaller guy, he was smaller. He was like me, small, but he, you know, I tell you, I just have so much respect for him. And his players did too, because they knew that he was a problem solver at the line of scrimmage. Mm. And, you know, the quarterbacks knew. Everybody knew that Scotty was going to do that. And he would get pissy and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but that was okay. But I would literally, I'd be up there installing the game plan. And he would point out saying, hey, that doesn't read right. Well, what do you mean? He'd go back like six pages, or he'd see a little paddle that's, you know, a little drawing that, you know, they're saying this guy draws over here. How come that one's at a 45 degree angle? This one looks like it's a little bit tighter. Do you want me to go on the inside number, or do you want the tight end to do on the outside? Oh yeah. He was that technical.
That's awesome.
And he could see the game that way, but he not only could see it on paper, he could make it come to life in practice so much faster. And I mean, there's calls and line calls. The things that go unnoticed in the Super Bowl, that he spotted out, and it's confirmed by Aaron and by the other guys. Oh yeah, that is a pressure. Here it comes. You know, so it's just like he would definitely he'd be in the top five or six of guys. Oh. I would.
Hey, pick, I just got to ask
like,
you real
right off the bat.
I just got to ask James. Yes, you've played for some teams.
We got one minute for you, James.
Just who do you follow? Okay. Are you still in the game? Do you follow somebody? Johnny and I bet we don't want to get into that right now. But what do you do on Sundays?
What do I do on Sundays? I'm watching the games and all that stuff. You know, I do a lot of stuff like that. I'm here. I'm here in Green Bay this week.
Right.
I'm here, and you know, I'm doing consulting with the Packers. I don't know if you knew that, John.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm watching the game from a different
perspective.
You know, different lens, yes, perspective.
All right, James. Now, can we guarantee we'll get you here in the studio one day? Doesn't have to be a Friday. Any day during the week. One day.
Well, where is the studio?
Downtown. The studio? Downtown Green Bay.
Right across from Schreiber.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It depends, though. It has to be a couple of qualifications.
No. We're bringing you in. No, I'm going to come pick you up.
Actually, we're in New York
James
City.
James has to leave. James Campen, thank you, my friend.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Leaders are good. Hey, welcome back. Special thanks, James Campen, for joining us on Football Friday from Burkle's One Block Over. We got to get James in the studio for at least an hour.
Just texted him.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're just scratching the surface with him right there.
There's so much he's got to say.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
There's a treasure trove.
His story is unbelievable.
But I was telling Jim the story during the break here. He invited me over for a cookout one time when he was playing. Okay? The other guest who came, who he invited, was Frankie Winters. Frankie Winters was brought in, given a huge bonus for one reason, to take over James Campen's starting spot.
Sure, yeah.
Who else in the National Football League... You're having a backyard barbecue, and you invite the guy that they just brought in to take your place.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't that say something about the quality of a person?
Well, I'd poison his food.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I would invite him over, too. Burgers.
Not even a question. That's not a question.
Heck, come on over. I just came right out.
Hey, drink. Hey, Mayor Gingrich, if you're listening,
don't go to
Jim's cookout. It won't end well.
Well, what I liked about what he was saying was, you know, he really talked a lot about the character Wells. You know, just about, Yeah, these, that's so
bad
important.
Bad character guys makes coaching a nightmare at times. Because I forget what major league manager it was. How do you develop a team? What's you think is the most important thing for a manager? He says the most important thing is to keep the guys who absolutely hate me because they're not playing away from the guys who are playing. And that's the truth. Because I've told you about a receiver one time for the Packers, and he told all the young receivers that the media considered them a joke. So I'll tell you who it was. It was Sterling Sharp. And he actually had hats made that said Joke Squad.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you talk about you can lead a guy one of two ways, and he convinced these guys that the media is all on you, don't talk to them, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, there's two different types of locker room leadership.
Well, and I think sometimes people think leaders are good. There's bad leaders.
Absolutely.
I mean, but they got the same skills. They bring consensus, they get them fired up, they find out what their hot ticket is. And, from Hitler down to some people right here in this community, I mean, there's some bad leaders. And if you get one of those in the locker room, that can be a cancer.
No question. Wow. No question. None.
They bring on one, then three, then 10. All of a sudden,
I will say this. I'm not sure that's a major factor really in winning and losing, because I read about Charles Haley when he was with the Cowboys and the 49ers. The problems he caused were unbelievable, where the coach couldn't handle them anymore. And now there was a new thing coming about Aaron Hernandez that had played for the Patriots.
I know. Yeah.
How horrible of a person he was in the locker rooms and everything. Yeah. So, I mean, when you're an assistant coach and you're not the head coach where it's like, well, I'm just going to cut this guy. You're an assistant, so you have to slog
and
through
listen,
that.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
And you don't have the power to do that. The GM does, so you have to deal
with
it.
But you know what? And both of you guys, I think, could relate. Whereas with you, with staff members or whatever, and you with band members, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of behind the music documentaries how that one person can destroy a great band.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. It takes one, sometimes just a little seed that gets planted.
That's what I mean.
Indiscriminately, and next thing you know, it becomes a festering thing.
Absolutely.
And we got to say the word festering this morning, which I think fell on that.
Let's try to use it every show next week.
Sounds good.
Have you met my uncle Fester?
Festering wound.
This week's password is festering.
We're going to play that one day. You're going to play with us one day, Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
Have you and Nikki.
Oh, outstanding.
Okay. Each one of us will be with, giving the password type thing to you guys.
This will be fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Come in early next week. We're going to do that.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Restraining orders at the door.
Yeah. another thing, though, with these former Packers, it's cool hearing about, what you have to get away from something sometimes to respect what you're doing. And these guys all seem to respect the fact that, whether it's God-given abilities or, like he said, it was his coaches that got him there. I think when they look back, a lot of the satisfaction isn't from the fact that they did it, that their families and their coaches, the people that got them there, they want them to relish in some of that success. I think that's cool.
I think a lot of life is like that. I mean, right? I mean, you're successful, Dennis is, but, we don't, there are a lot of people that helped you get to the party.
Oh, well, without a doubt. And I think it says a lot about him, though. He talked about how the team brought in quality players.
Yeah.
He was talking about himself at the same time, indirectly. Then that's a lovely thing to hear from
Jim. Brought up something during the break about a guy that Brett Favre wanted here desperately and was all horked off because they didn't get him, Randy Moss. And Jim knew somebody very high up in the Pack organization who said, nope.
Ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because of that, character.
Sure.
And I'll give, we are a little different in that we're community owned and, that interpret that how you want. But, I think the Packers care very much about their image. And in this community, and the community's been very, very supportive of the Packers, too.
That slipped back in the early 80s, though, there's a lot of trouble. And I think there's a reconcentrated effort to bring in good people in.
I agree. And if you want people to support you and vote for taxes to keep you going, and just you need that. They want to be proud of you. And I think you make a good point, Johnny, that, winning isn't everything. I know we had a very famous coach who said that.
Dysfunctional teams that can win.
You take that. Hernandez, and you take that
bad stuff.
That's unbelievable what he did.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, talk about Randy Moss. You want to know a little thing? Okay, we know how he was on the field and had some issues off the field, but he did something that got him cut from the Minnesota Vikings. Every Friday, they would have a different restaurant cater for all the players.
Mm-hmm.
And this one time, they had this kind of a smaller Italian restaurant, and it was just all laid out, the ravioli. And Randy Moss walks in and goes, what the bleep is this bleep? And he overturns one of the tables.
Come on.
And starts screaming at the guy, get out of here. Bring some real food. What the hell's the matter with this organization? Bring it. And I guarantee you that had a lot to do with Randy Moss no longer playing for the Minnesota Vikings. But doesn't that say, I don't care how great of a, how wonderful he is at going up high and making catches.
I would have cut him too.
Exactly.
And the network's bringing him on TV.
I love that.
As a shining example, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Irvin is another example too, is similar to that. It's like, come on, really?
I sometimes think
why do you get on Michael Irvin? Okay, you got caught with two dinner plates of cocaine and four strippers. What is the problem with that?
Well, how many? How much time do we have?
Isn't that your Friday night at the casino?
How much time do we have to break that one down?
And everybody just kind of sloughs it off. Yeah, I agree with you there, man. But you know what? The James Campins of the world, I know he coached a lot.
Great.
I guarantee you the people that played for him, under him, I guarantee you everyone will say James Campin, best coach ever had.
And I believe it.
Someday, those people we're talking about are going to be 60. You're younger than that, Dennis, but they're going to look back. I'm not that 60's over, but I mean, you get a little reflective because it's kind of like a career change. And, you know, I guess I was kind of a jerk. You know what I mean? Like, I really hope that they really think.
I just got to tell you one thing that's a stab to the heart all the time. When I look at all these medical things, how far you should be able to run when you're 40 to 49, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Then they just have 65 plus because it's like, we don't care anymore. You know what? Do whatever you want.
You're on Social Security.
Do whatever you want. You're
Medicare.
Fine.
It says pulse.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, we're so unimportant now. They won't even list our age, which should be. Wow. When we come back, live music. Brad Bordini from the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Glam Band Dennis. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, special thanks to James Campin, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, TJ Bowles, and Marvelous, Ethan Matthews, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, Path to the Bash tonight at Badger State Breweries. Well, right now, we have a very special guest, Brad Bordini for the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Dennis, take it away.
Great to see you in studio, my friend. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're just talking about, as Mark Houston was leaving, we're talking about this whole show should be called It's a Small World After All.
Right.
First of all, Mark and I are neighbors, didn't really know that.
Oh.
Then Mark, you know, talks about how he knows you, and we were just talking off how...
His wife was one of my daughter's friends in high school.
Yeah, right.
It's just unbelievable how small this world is, man. So anyway, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you here.
I've been playing music for music for like, I don't know, 30 some years, and I actually, you had my very good friend and bandmate Kurt Gunn on recently, and so he reached out to, we have a small group of really close musicians, and he reached out, he said, hey, you guys should get in touch with them, and
that's awesome.
They're wonderful people and you'll have a good time.
This is our favorite segment of the week.
The word is getting out.
Everybody talks about it. We love it.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's really great to have you on board, my friend. Yeah.
And even for us, like Jim and I, to sit this close to you, the musicians doing it, it's like, whoa, I pulled back the curtain and how you guys do these.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know you and you've got an interesting background. And I want to get to the music, but... Yeah. Do you mind? I mean, I just want to share a little bit about, you know, what you've been going through, because we try to like inform people and to be healthy, be good, just enjoy the music that we have here, all the talent. But you know, you're fighting something right now that you're getting through, and I just start thinking about you.
Yeah, we were just discussing that before we came on, and so I was diagnosed with a stage 3B colon cancer in May, and just happened to notice some blood, you know, and reached out to my sister-in-law's a surgeon, and reached out to her, and she got me set up with some people, and found out I had a tumor and some cancerous polyps and stuff. So I had surgery. Recovery was about six weeks after that.
It's very curable.
Chemo. Yeah,
it is. And But getting the, we talked about colonoscopies. Guys don't like that.
Encourage it, please. Oh, go
you know,
ahead.
You know what? You're the guy.
I'm not promoting substance use at all. But I'll tell you, the stuff they give you.
We just talked about that.
It's like the best nap.
I've had so much pain from a pinched nerve in my neck.
Okay.
So can we talk outside? Yeah.
So Johnny's going.
I'm
in
not
for,
pushing. I have nothing.
All right. Okay. All right.
Johnny's going in for another colonoscopy so he can sleep better.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway,
is it your wife's dad, doctor?
What's that?
Isn't your wife's dad a doctor as well?
Yeah, he passed away, but he was a surgeon. No, it's okay.
Dr.
G. Harris.
Everybody knew him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody knew him. So how are you doing with the music scene?
We're doing great. I released my second album in December, and it was nominated for a lot of, kind of like the Grammys. We had the Whammies.
Oh, yes. We were a couple of the presenters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, so I just had surgery, so I got out of, like, I had to make myself walk and do the requirements to get out. And I'm like, I got to go to the award show. I'm nominated. So they were, the hospital staff was wonderful. Wow. But
were you there?
Yeah, awesome. I ended up being there. I was kind of there. I mean, I was on, you
right.
know, on some pain meds, but, yeah, so I had the fortune of being nominated for many, you know, awards there.
Good
and,
for you.
And then, but I've been it's been a whirlwind since we've been playing duos with I have the Brothers Gunn, which is with Kurt Gunn, and then like last night we were at the Porch in De Pere, which Jackson Mankowski is a musician in town, and if you haven't had him on, you gotta have him on.
I think he's coming on. We just talked about him.
Perfect. Well, Jackson started the Porch.
We know his dad.
Okay. Yeah. Woody and so. But he started the Porch. We did a writer's round last night, which I think we're going to make it a series. And it was me, Kurt Gunn, Jackson Mankowski, and Michael Grabner, who also you should have on.
It's a writing session type thing?
What it is, we just sit and we talk about what we've already written and recorded.
Okay.
And then we all jam together. It was like all four of us with acoustic.
Oh, that's
it was
neat.
Almost like the Eagles.
Very
kind of.
That's awesome.
Todd, I asked her if he had seen the documentary. It's old now, but the last season or the last show of the band when the band.
Oh, the Waltz?
The Waltz.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh, it's
isn't
awesome.
That awesome?
Yeah. It's four discs too. Like if you listen to it,
it's fantastic.
It's wild. Yeah.
But then
remember those
cool
CDs? Remember we had?
Yeah.
Those?
Yeah. I got a box of them if you need some.
Right. Yeah. We give them at shows as coasters. You know, for people that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool. Good stuff.
You write your own music?
Yeah. Write all my own stuff. I'm actually I'm in the studio tomorrow, finishing up a lot of my parts for my third album, down at Rock Garden Studios in Appleton with Mark Goldie. He's a phenomenal producer.
And great hands there.
Yeah, definitely. And,
Can I ask a quick question? Where's the Porch? I've never heard of the Porch.
Yeah, it's
is it a bar?
Yeah, it's it used to be called like the After Club or something. It's on the backside of in De Pere, the backside of the Comedy Club. So if you go, you know, kind of like Gallagher's, you know, parking lot, large parking lot, Nicky's and
it's
all
in
that
there.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's right in there. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's a really cool place. So, it's a lot of fun, but
awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I've been, so recording more, doing that. Actually, we have a very big show coming up on tomorrow, which is at the Epic Center.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be with a full band for me. So Brad Bordini band, then Kurt Gunn band will come on after that. And then we have, it's the Astronomers, which is a national act, but they're actually out of Fond du Lac, but a national act. And so they'll be headlining, and it's a Take Action Realty Group, which I work with them. Great, great group of people. They're hosting it and putting it on. So it's going to be an all-day party there. It's called Fall Fest. Harvest Fest.
Okay.
And so they got tons of stuff, food trucks and activities and stuff all during the day.
And that's an epic.
That's
tomorrow.
An epic. Yeah, yeah. And tomorrow night is when the music is. Doors are like 6:30, I think.
Beautiful.
When do the festivities start there in the parking lot?
I think that's early in the morning. Earlier. If you go on Take Action Realty's Facebook site, they have all the details.
Boy, the epic, what
really
a venue
cool.
that's
great
become.
Parking, great. Yeah, this is a great place to go to, and they got great facilities there. We love that place.
Yeah, really do.
I'm glad you're playing there. Well, good. We'll have to get over there.
Can we hear a little something, Todd?
Yeah, you want to go ahead and give us the lowdown?
This segment is brought to you by our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor. They are proud to offer an array of delicious food, beverages, and top-notch service in a stunning setting right here in downtown Green Bay at 217 North Washington Street. Whether it's a signature pressed panini or prime Angus burger for lunch or especially large plate for feature or dinner, let the Heights be your destination. Looking to host a private event or party, Heights provides the best ambiance and space with their second-story private parlor and third-story loft. For more information, check them out at Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com. A great place to stop in, lunch, beverages, watch a ball game, whatever it is, stop on down at the Heights. They're amazing. And this man is amazing.
He is.
Brad Bordini.
So, Brad, so when you get to the studio, I know we're going to get to a song real quick. So sure. Do you have your songs all developed in advance? You know exactly what the arrangement's going to be? Or do you kind of leave it open just to see what happens?
Just for interpretation?
Yeah, no. So most of my stuff I have kind of dialed in, and, uh-huh. and I send it to the rhythm section, and then they play with it sometimes, you know. And it's funny because I'll write something that's almost like this soft, sweet thing, and they come in just crashing on it. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's what we're going to go with, you know. But I learned from Kurt. He was my sage, and he said, whatever Mark tells you, Mark Goldie, whatever he tells you, just do it. You know, he's like, he's got a lot of awards, you know, so go with that, you know. So I just kind of let it develop as it is.
Mark's got a great spirit, great ear, he just has that feel to help it develop a song. Let it develop on its own, give it the organic ingredients that it needs. Completely. Just see it to fruition. He's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, it's wonderful.
What would you like to play for us, my good sir?
This is one of my, I just figured with the cold and everything, and I was like, you know, I'm going to hold on to that hope of you know, summer and stuff. So this is one of my songs called Summer Days.
You're my brother.
All right. There we go. I'm on board.
Flying leaves, frozen ground. Where you're breathing, I am bound. Catch the feeling of autumn days, simpler time and way. See the smile washing over all who find her. The ways I kept it so close for these summer days. Winter comes uninvited, little hope running high. Gather all inside your mind, chasing light to survive. See the smile washing over all who find her. See the ways I kept it so close for these summer days. What she does, shine or rain remains the same. Remember, hide your love. See the smile washing over all who find her. See the ways I kept it so close for these summer days.
Great.
Very nice, Brad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I agree. An uninvited winter. When did you write? Did you write that in January, or do you like, where do you get your inspiration to write? I want to ask. But that song, I'm assuming you wrote in the winter.
Yeah, actually, it was more about kind of the season of discontent. You know, in other words, kind of like a cold in relationships and stuff. But it also, musicians always have dual meanings for everything.
Yes, you
know,
and, you guys do. And you're deeper thinkers than people like me. We're kind of on the surface.
Fair enough. But
wow. I know this guy. Yeah, I know this guy.
But no, it's interesting because, you know, in my line of work, I was a psychotherapist for, you know, 20 years and did hospital work and everything. And what I found,
I like how he casually throws it. Well, I was a psychotherapist
for 20 years. Okay. All right. We're very conscious of what we do. Am I sitting okay?
Yeah. Right. I'm analyzing everything. Right. But what I noticed was, especially in this area, you know, wintertime, we have a lot of seasonal affect stuff. You know, a lot of people get really sad and down. And what's interesting, it's almost, I was talking about this last night at our show, you know, it's there's so many people that it's almost like dual personalities, you know, like you shift into this different feeling, right? And you got to hold on to hope. You have to find a way to hold on to hope. And just like while I'm going through the cancer stuff, you just shift your beliefs. You know, you literally have to just think your way through a lot of stuff. And that's not the only way to do it. Obviously you have to do many other things, but that's kind of where that came from. It was like idea of holding on to
search for the light.
Yeah.
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 That was cool.
Now, Jim's going to ask this question. We got 2 minutes for this segment, but who was it that really lit that spark for you to do what you're doing right now?
You mean performing? You mean
to pursue music. I mean, that's
You know, it's interesting.
Gift.
Yeah, my dad, one of his best friends when he was, you know, kind of, this is like Vietnam time. His one of his best friends. His name was Beats, and his name was Bill Bruckner, and he was one of the old school, you know, the FM. Remember?
Sure.
Do you remember on old Saturday Night Live they had like the you could switch between AM FM.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And he was like, "Hey guys, how you doing?" And then he switched. Hey, you know, like the FM stuff.
Dan Aykroyd, right?
Dan Aykroyd. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and so that's who Beats was. He was kind of like the FM guy, you know, say, hey, you know, and so he was this amazing guy that would make like mixtapes for my dad, you know, and so I grew up listening to, you know, Eric Clapton and you know, old school, you know, and then eventually Stevie Ray Vaughan and things like that and blues and stuff. So I just got into it. I taught myself how to play. I played, I don't know, 18, 19 instruments, something like that. But I just teach myself how to play them. And so that's just kind of how it sparked.
Awesome.
From my dad, you know.
You say you learned to play 18 or 19 instruments?
Yeah. I just kind of sit with them. My wife bought me a mandolin 1 year for Christmas, and I think in 30 minutes I was writing songs and stuff. It was really fun. So
mandolins are beautiful.
Oh yeah,
great way to learn to write songs with.
Good stuff. Brad Bordini, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Glam Band Dennis. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor and Glam Band Dennis in the house with Brad Bordini, our very special guest in the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series.
Brad, I want to thank you so much for playing that song today. That's perfect. Perfect for this time of year, my friend.
Thank you.
You must have known what, he must be my doctor, because that's just what I needed, my friend. Because that's what I go through this time of year, is that transition from, you know, from I live for summer. Yeah. I do, man. It's and then going this transition back into winter just doesn't feel right for me every year. You know, it gets worse every year.
No question.
You know, what's interesting is that you say that, you know, I think we have to spend more time focusing on setting goals and, you know, finding ways to rejuvenate that. And there's many other things. I'm not giving like treatment advice here, but like light therapy and stuff, you know, it's phenomenal. But, I do have to say, I have to give credit where credit's due, because I think he's listening right now. Mr. Kurt Gunn did advise I play that song. So I give credit where credit's due.
Right.
So thanks, Kurt.
Thanks
good,
for
good
sharing
call,
it.
Buddy.
Yeah. We enjoyed having him
here. Yeah.
It'd be great to have you both in here someday.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, I'm sure he would love that. Yeah.
That was great. Where can we see you? You talked about the facility,
the
porch in De Pere, but where else are you guys?
Yeah,
and what's your Facebook, and how
can
we follow you?
So I do have, if you search Brad Bordini on Facebook, there's two versions. I got my personal page, and I cross over all my stuff, because, you know, we do a bunch of different things in the community and whatever, but the one that has me with like kind of, you know, my fedora, like large hat and a guitar and stuff, that one's my band one. And then I have a personal one as well, but you can find most of my, you know, performance dates on there. And then we have the Brothers Gunn. And again, that's also on Instagram as well. So we've got, you know, two different accounts that way. And and then I'm you know, playing, we play all over the place from, you know, here in Appleton.
Where are you going to be this weekend?
Tonight I'm going to be, I'm doing a solo show, over at, La Vie in De Pere, La Vie Tavern. And,
well, that's right by the porch then, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right
the other side of the, other side of the river there. And, but, so that's, like 8 to 10 tonight. That's a solo show and kind of laid back a little bit. I don't want to crush my voice, cause I've got, the epic show then, tomorrow. So, so that'll be a lot of fun. And I think we're in, Wrightstown. Kurt and I are playing, the brothers are playing at, there's a wonderful restaurant, The Lost Key.
Mm. Oh,
and,
yeah.
If you haven't been there, it's phenomenal food. Yeah,
we've been hearing about that.
And the music's kind of kicking off a little bit more and more there. So, but Danny over there is a great guy.
How cool it is to go to a restaurant and have you playing or two people. You know what? That just makes the night so
no
much
question.
Better.
No, thank you. Yeah,
that's awesome.
We enjoy it. Yeah.
It sounds like you do.
So how does a guy get, or as they say on TV, how do we get a hold of your music? How do we plug in? How do we...
Great question. So if you go any streaming platform, basically, I have, once we get it up and running, Mark's got... I think he sends it out. I can't remember how we did that, but it's on a Spotify. It's okay. On YouTube videos, stuff like that. So
how do you profit the most from your music besides Spotify? You get like 800ths of a cent for every million, plays.
I'm not supporting the family on that. That's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. How do we support you the best?
You can purchase, the albums on, I think Bandcamp, stuff like that. So,
okay.
Well, let's hear some more.
Or we can come and see you play and drop a 20 in the, yeah. So let's do that.
That would be
too.
Great. Yeah. All right, this
tips are always appreciated for the.
There you go, right. There you go. So, all right, this one's called City Lights.
Driving the night across the county line. Got nothing left ahead or behind. I know in the night I believe that I would be the man you thought I could. Now hide in your eyes and cover up my lies to the truth that only you and I can write. As the tears fall down, they hit me like a wave that'll wash me to my grave. The city lights and midnight fights call me home again. Talking in your sleep, it quiets the voices in my head. They're out in my head. Oh, 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 oh. So I go there, my friend, to the edge of town. Where your loved ones laid me down. It's where we'll decide if the stars align, who will make it out alive. The city lights and midnight fights call me home again. Keep talking in your sleep. It quiets the voices in my head. It's out in my head. Oh, 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 oh. Seen this all before, and I know how the story goes. Which one wins, no one really knows. 'Cause at the end of the day, how much can you let go? Will you let love win or be on your own? Will you let love win or be on your own? Oh, 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 oh.
Brad Bordini,
wow.
Go out great. And listen to this guy once again tonight.
Tonight over at LaVie and then tomorrow at the Epic Center.
Dennis, right. You?
Be there, be square. Nothing tonight, brother.
Stadium View we'll Sunday
be
a, night?
Yes,
Sunday
after afternoon. The Packer game, you betcha.
That'll be crazy.
Thank you guys
both very much.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
Tell your gorgeous wife we said hello.
I will do that.
Thanks,
thank
buddy.
You.
Thanks for a great week, everybody. Have a phenomenal weekend. Back on Monday. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.